Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I was about halfway through this letter to the editor from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, written by Thomas Galluli of Forest Hills. And like I said, I assume that's Pennsylvania. I'm going to back up one paragraph and reread it again. Now voters have a choice. Ron Paul, a 9-term Republican congressman from Texas and Pittsburgh native who graduated from Dormont High School in 1953, has announced his candidacy for the GOP presidential nomination. Representative Paul, who ran for president as a libertarian in 1988, consistently votes for smaller government, less spending, lower taxes, and personal and economic freedom. He often casts a lone vote in the House against legislation he believes violates the Constitution. He supports a foreign policy of strong defense and avoidance of foreign entanglements and preemptive wars. Wow, don't we need that right now? All right, Paul insists on strong enforcement of immigration laws. He favors local, not federal, funding and control of schools and the right to homeschool. He's pro-life and for Second Amendment rights and against warrantless wiretaps, corporate welfare, and abuses of eminent domain. Like Barry Goldwater, well, this guy's still a little bit in the box, but nonetheless, he took the initiative and actually wrote a letter to the editor, which is great. All right, here's the last paragraph. Like Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan, Ron Paul believes that government is usually the problem, not the solution. He's the only presidential contender who's serious about restoring government to the constitutional limits intended by our nation's founders. He deserves our support. Well, congratulations, Thomas Galluli. I'm proud of you for getting involved. And folks, maybe once a week, try to fire off a letter to the editor. Now with computers, it's easier than ever. You don't even have to get out a paper envelope and piece of paper. It's a good idea if you do snail mail it, but you can do it all on the net and all online if you want to. And these letters to the editor are effective, believe it or not. I've been skeptical in the past as to whether or not these really get results, but some of the first places that people actually go to is the letters to the editor portion of the newspaper, because these are real people. In most cases, they're real people. They do have PSYOP programs that do letters to the editor to try to throw things off track. But in many cases, these are real people in your neighborhood, folks that you might even know, that are talking and feeding their comments into the newspaper. All right, we've got our guest, Kevin from Indiana. I don't want to hold up and not get on the radio here with Kevin. So let's go ahead and introduce Kevin here. Kevin, hello. How are you doing?
Why, good evening, Richard.
Glad to hear you. And give us a little bit of background with how you, I guess, woke up to all of what's going on. And, of course, we're going to talk about low-power FM and a lot more during this next hour.
Okay. Well, how far back do you wish me to start?
Let's start, right, I guess, from the beginning for you, and then we can fast forward if need be.
Okay. Well, I was raised on a mountaintop in upstate New York, overlooking the city of Buffalo and Lake Erie, and I could see all the way to Canada, so I'm a long ways from home here in Indiana. But in my life, I guess, if you want to talk about what has made me take certain paths, well, during my life I've come across different knowledge, and, you know, when you're young, you start reading things about, you know, the Bermuda Triangle and stuff like that, and one thing leads to another, and sooner or later you end up with a lot of information, and you wonder where you're going, and then somebody puts it all together for you, and you realize, okay, this is where I'm going. And I guess the first person that really pointed me in a direction of where I was going to go would be Chuck Harder out of Florida. And he was on an AM radio station around here back in the late 80s, and he was talking about a lot of the things that we talk about today, because the Patriot Movement has been around for quite some time. But after him, and because of him, I bought a shortwave radio. And then I guess second, one night I was tuning that in after I got it, and I came across William Cooper and the Hour of the Time. And I pretty much started listening to William Cooper as soon as he went on the air. And he was on the air for quite a few years until they killed him a couple, 3 years ago. But his information, he always documented and had guests on that were just unbelievable. And so,
Kevin, hate to interrupt you. We're about to go into this break. We're going to have a long segment coming back out, and we'll pick up where you left off there, talking about William Cooper. We're on the air with Kevin from Indiana, runs Low Power FM up in Indiana, and we'll find out more about Kevin right after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Folks, welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We're on the air with Kevin from Indiana, runs Low Power FM, and he had mentioned that, I guess, in the late 80s, early 90s, that's when I was also a Chuck Harder fan. He was on the AM radio out of Dallas, Texas in the early 90s, exposing Bill Clinton and a lot of the corruption on both sides, both parties, Republican and Democrat alike, and that was in the early 90s. I believe it was on 1080 KRLD AM. In Dallas-Fort Worth, and that was a great program. Kevin, I really enjoyed. As a matter of fact, I got to meet Chuck Harder one time over in White Springs, Florida at the Telford Hotel.
Well, it's always people don't always look like what you expect them to look like. That's about all I can say to that, and hopefully he was as gracious in person and met all your expectations.
Oh, absolutely. He was very gracious. I just was there. I could hear the show on the radio, and I actually waited towards the end of the program, and then I popped in there and got to meet him and say hello, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. It was one thing that I was driving 18-wheelers at that time, and I always thought, hey, you know, if I ever get a chance, it was amazing that he was that syndicated. I mean, he was all over the country on regular AM affiliates. It was
great. I often wondered how that happened.
I don't know. I tell you, I don't know what's happened to Chuck Harder. I kind of lost track and lost touch. I don't know where he maybe you can give us an update on what's going on with Chuck Harder. Do you know?
I cannot, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I should check it out and see. But I remember, you know, even at that time, I think he had, what was his publication? We the People.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember, and that's what came to my mind, too.
Right, yeah, he had a publication which I ended up subscribing to, but I remember being kind of fearful back then, and since then, you know, I've gone past the fear stage. It's like, hey, we're into a battle here. If we want to be afraid of anything, it should be afraid of God.
Yeah.
and afraid of doing nothing. I mean, if you want to be afraid
that's
of
even
something,
worse. Yeah.
Right. But that's all we really have to fear is God Himself, because He can definitely send us into places we just can't escape from forever. So, anyway, you were up to the point of hearing William Cooper on shortwave.
Yes, and one of the shows he did was an interview with a man by the name of Wayne Benson, who had twice gone and testified before the Senate Judicial Committee hearings on Judge Rehnquist being accepted to the bench and then finally being accepted as the number one guy in charge. But anyways, so we're talking about an interview with a man who's well known in front of Senate committees and so on, and he gives you the lowdown on the IRS. And then that night, it was an incredibly clear night for shortwave, and if people don't understand that statement. But anyways, I had put a tape in, and I taped it. And after I verified and documented everything on the tape, that's the next thing that happened was I stopped paying the IRS. And so that was the next 6 or 7 years of my life, was being alone against the world kind of thing. And but I had the information, and I knew what was right, and I knew what was wrong, and so I only could do what was right. And so took a heavy blow here, though. But at the end of the time of writing back and forth with the IRS, and you know, I was thinking about it the other night, about one of the situations. They called me one night after supper. Like, we're probably a couple years into this now. And this lady is on the other end of the phone, and she's mom and grandma all rolled into one. And after I asked her for her foreign agent registration number, she got real quiet. And then I said, I will not be able to continue unless you give me that number, ma'am. And all of a sudden, mama and grandma all rolled into one became feminazi terror woman.
Wicked Witch of the West.
You got it. There you go.
I'm melting.
And so, you know, you just got to know what to say. You got to know that you know that you know, and they know that you know, and, you know, you can't be bullied into anything, and that's all there is to it. I guess I just stood up, and what happened was, at the end, was even though everything I said was true, I had to use their own rules and regulations against them. And it wasn't anything that really that I had come up with, or even anything that Wayne Benson had mentioned in the tape about who they really are and how, what kind of, where the trust fund and jurisdiction lies and so on and so forth. It was their own rules and regulations. And see, what they do is when they levy your account, they send a letter to the bank with a letter in it. And in that letter, they put a copy of Section 6331, which is the heading in the IRS code book for levies and liens, and they give and it has paragraphs A through I, but they don't send paragraph A; they only send paragraph B through I, and paragraph B through I tells them how to do it. Paragraph A tells them who they can do it to. And so they never send it to the bank, because if they did, the bank president would look at it and read that you have to be an elected federal official or a federal employee, and you've worked for the government for a week. They owe you a paycheck, and they're not going to give it to you. That's what paragraph A is all about. And it has to be authorized by the Secretary of the Treasury, and we won't go there yet. But anyways, that's after I wrote a notarized letter and sent it, had to notarize and send it to the IRS and to the bank, and then hand-delivered one to the sheriff. Within 3 weeks, I had my money back, okay? No, the IRS sent a letter to the bank saying that it was released. They never sent me a letter ever again, and, you know, except for these computerized things once in a while, which I simply return. But so the sheriff, I went back to the sheriff, and I said, Sheriff, sir, when I was here 3 weeks ago, you just said, well, let's wait and see what happens next. And I says, well, this is what's happened next. They released my levy. Now I wish to, I would like to press charges against the First National Bank for giving away my money with paragraph A missing. And I had brought in the code book the first time, and he had a copy of paragraph A, and he knew that there was something afoot, but he didn't know how to play the game the first time. But 3 weeks later, I go back because I got this release of levy. And so it took about 30 minutes of convincing. Well, yeah, I use that word, convincing. Then, and then I wasn't going to back down, looking them straight in the eye and all those things, you know, put together. Then I still wanted the bank president arrested for fraud because he's the fiduciary of my funds while I'm not president, you know, and all the banking terms that go along with the word fiduciary responsibility.
That's right. He's supposed to be looking after Kevin.
Yeah, that's right. And so he released my funds with paragraph A missing. This was the argument I used with the sheriff. I said, Sheriff, paragraph A is missing, and paragraph A is always the most important paragraph under any heading. I said, in order to delete paragraph A, right? Well, then I said, now I can understand paragraph I missing, because it might have been at the end and on a different sheet of paper, you know, you have to go out of your way to delete paragraph A. And I said, that's what that's called is called constructive fraud. See, and that's pretty much what got him.
That's definitely a copy and cut job to take that out.
Right, exactly. And so, and also at the bottom of the letter, it's signed, my original letter was signed with a capital M and then a bunch of little M's until it trailed off to nothing with no printed signature underneath or printed name underneath it. So it was totally bogus, and I knew it, and he was getting an education. So anyways, when I come back with the release of levy, I convinced them they went to arrest the president of the First National Bank here in town, Chuck Welter. And when they did, the old man started crying and said, we didn't know we were doing something illegal, but now that he's got his money back, you know, can't everybody just settle down? So that's pretty much the letter that I received from James H. Douglas, the county prosecuting attorney that I have in my possession, stating that they didn't realize they were doing something illegal. So that's how that went down. So they did their best. They levied my checking account. I got it back in 3 weeks, and they pretty much left me alone ever since, and that was in 98.
Do you still bank there at that bank?
Not at that one.
That's good.
And so I went to a different private, you know, a family-owned bank around here, and because for 3 years I did without checks. But, you know, that gets really tough to do after a while when you run a business, and so... And everybody, you know, it's hard.
It's hard punching out of the system completely.
Well, no, I was going in a different direction. If people don't really want to deal with you in cash anymore because they think you're on the sly or something, because people don't know why you're doing it. And so if I was to tell them that I'm putting up a fight against the IRS and I'm just being cautious now for a couple of years. But so anyways, that was a hardship. But anyways, I went back to checking accounts and banks and checks. But I went in and I talked to the bank president first, and I had the letter from the county prosecutor in my hand. I had the release of levy in my hand, and I told him about the $3,000 fine that if he gave my money to the IRS, I would get back at least a minimum of $3,000 over and above whatever you gave away. That's the law, too. And so I said I wanted to come here before you did something, and then I would have to come here and yell at you. So it was a preemptive strike on the next bank.
That's okay. Right, not to mention the possibility of going to jail as well.
Right. And so that county prosecutor letter is very dynamite, you know. And so, you know, bank presidents look at things, even though they have the money, they still have to follow the law, and for a time anyway. And so then in 98, but we have to backtrack now because that ended in 98. But in 96, I needed sustenance. You know, I was empty because I was fighting alone, you know.
Right.
And then William Cooper had his first, one of his first annual, or one of his meetings which ended up to be the first one at this ranch, at like a horse ranch at 7,000 feet.
All right, Kevin, we're going to have to get back to that point where you have in the meeting. We're on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back with Kevin after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We are on live on the air. We're going to take calls during the last half hour at 1-800-313-9443. I want to read Article 1 real quick. Congress shall make no law, the First Amendment, actually, also known as Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government or a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. That's what we're planning on using here to the fullest extent possible on this program. I did get an interesting call this morning saying that it was time for me to suspend my activities and my involvement as an activist. So, folks, actually, I'd prefer to do the actual opposite. It would be good if I could get some financial angels to help me go into more of a full-time mode in working on restoring the republic, including hopefully getting a few folks to work with more on a full-time basis. So if you're interested in helping on this project and being a financial angel, I'm not much of a rainmaker. I'm more of an activist that just wants to work on getting this country back to the premise of having the people having inalienable rights. That's what I like to work on. So that phone number, if you can help, 512-828-7240. 512-828-7240. Like I say, I have been advised I should suspend what I'm doing But in fact, I prefer to do the opposite. Right as we came out of the break, I did read the First Amendment, which, by the way, is under attack. I want to get back to our guest, Kevin, in Indiana. He's got a lot of important stuff. But I want to point people to another location, another website that they need to get on board and get active on, and that's at truthtellers.org. Truthtellers.org. That is Reverend Ted Pike's website. He is one of the people at the forefront of fighting to maintain, retain, and keep the First Amendment. So be sure to get to truthtellers.org, and I know they've got take action items on that website, so make sure and check it out. All right, without further ado, I want to pick that back up with Kevin. You were talking about a meeting with William Cooper.
Yes, in the mountains of Arizona in 96. And while I was there for the week, everybody was asked by Bill to go home and set up low-power FM stations because he was pretty much at the forefront of that, and he'd been talking about it for about a year, maybe a little bit more already on his radio. And so I did that. When I got home, I got a Ramsey kit and soldered it together and started up. And then I went on and continued. But see, that was in 96. And so one of the reasons I did it was because I was fighting the IRS and I wanted the truth to be out to as many people. And one of the things that William Cooper had mentioned was, as long as you're in the public eye and you're out in the public and making these statements, they have to pretty much kind of leave you alone, because if they mess with you, then everybody will know that what you're saying was true. So that's pretty much the only thing I had going on my side, was being in the public, and I figured the best way to stay in the public was to be on a radio. So I built one, and my first numbers were after being on the air for 5 years, the FCC had a chance to give away my numbers, and so a couple of 3 years ago, they assigned my frequency to a new station that did not require a license, but they had asked for one. So the FCC happily and gladly gave them my frequency. So I had to change frequencies, but fortunately, I only had to go down to one click to the left, I like to say, or something. But it was 93.5, and now it's 93.3. So that worked out just perfect, because, you know, things do. And so anyways, I'm up to 300 watts up the tower into a special antenna which magnifies that. And so it's on its best day, it goes 5 miles into Illinois, and it goes probably 30 miles up into Michigan and covers a large chunk of Indiana here in the northwest corner. And we rebroadcast RBM just pretty much 24 hours a day. Unless the signal goes bad on us, then we run some of their tapes from their 50 cassette CD collection.
Right.
And so that's, but anyways, that's what I do. And the FCC didn't like that, of course. And so at one point in time, I guess in between the years 96 and 98, I was fighting both the FCC and the IRS. And the FCC parked out front here a couple nights in a white van, and they were caught, and they ran away as soon as they saw activity in the house. And, at 1 o'clock in the morning. But anyways, there was also two letters from them involved, you know, threatening a year in jail and $10,000 fine. And as a matter of fact, I sent you a copy of the letter I wrote to them.
Right.
You're right. You got that. Did you want to mention anything about that?
Well, I guess we can cover the key points that you'd like to cover on that.
Well, no, I was wondering if you had anything you wanted to say about the letter.
Not right at this second.
Okay, that's what I just needed to know. Yeah. And so I wrote them a letter, and so I continued broadcasting, and then they actually wrote me two of those letters. And then when I didn't shut down, that's when the van showed up. But then also a federal agent showed up on the job site, and I let it be known that I was going to make the van look like Sonny's car at the scene at the toll booth in the movie The Godfather. And the very next day up in Michigan, a federal judge ruled that FM micro rebroadcasting was okay because you weren't leaving the state. It was intrastate. And then it actually goes further than that because, you see, interstate means commerce and has money. So if you're not making money between the states, they really have no jurisdiction whatsoever, no matter what you're doing. But
so the commerce issue overrides whether or not it's intrastate,
right?
Or interstate.
You know, a lot of people probably remember the name Pastor Strawcutter up in Michigan. But what he did is he was on the up in Michigan, but his signal went way into Indiana, and then he took advertising. And he thumbed his nose at the FCC and said, no.
All right, Kevin, we're going to have to pick up that story when we come back out of this break. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We're on the air live on Sunday evening, 7:30. Central Daylight Time here in Central Texas, right out of Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin, the Central Texas hotbed of freedom. And we're on the air with Kevin from Indiana. We're going to take your calls during this last half hour, which is obviously going to go by like the wind, just like the rest of the show has, at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you've got questions specifically about low-power FM or the IRS and FCC, these other issues, give us a call. All right, Kevin, you were talking about dealing with, you were talking about Pastor Strawcutter and where he was and what he was trying to do up there with his low power FM up there.
And so he was had everything confiscated by the FCC because he took advertising and wasn't licensed and he went across state lines. It's as simple as that. And so anyways, you don't take advertising and then it's pretty much a hobby or a community service, and so that's what you have to look at. And you never use the word pirate, because that denotes illegality, and we're not illegal. But I did have a couple questions, maybe. What about the list of 73 questions? You think that's a pertinent something to speak of for a minute or two? And
sure.
And how about the tape itself of William Cooper and Benson?
Okay, I will say is that I was previewing the tape on the way to the studio tonight, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to either make a transcription of it, and maybe we can read it, you and I, together, and play it that way to get a – it's the quality of it is so rough that I'm afraid it's not going to play well on the air. But we do want to get that online where people can read the details. But if you want to discuss some of the key highlights in that tape, it'd be great if you want to elaborate on that right now, or we can talk about the 73 questions. You lead the way on that.
Well, I think we should go to the 73 questions, and okay. That is – in 1998, you know, when I was at the height of my battle everywhere, one night this list of 73 questions came to my mind. And within an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours, I had written down a list of 73 questions. And I made a tape of it, and I started giving it some heavy play on the radio station around here. And Y2K was coming up, and all these things were happening. And I figured people should know as much as they is possible, so that, you know, they have a right to, you know. Everybody has a right to know the truth. Then you can make a, at least slip it in somewhere so they can try to and see it once and hopefully make a decision about it. But then for years I really didn't do much with it because it was come and gone, and I gave it some heavy play. But lately I revised the questions for grammatics and so grammar and so on, et cetera, spelling. And I can offer it now at the website, the email site download. And the reason I bring it up is because this list of 73 questions can be put into people's hands so that you have actually something in your hands that doesn't require a VCR to watch or anything. And you go to your public officials, the judges and the attorneys in town, and say, I need to have the answers to the pertinent questions listed here by you within 10 days. Otherwise, I'm going to be suspect. But here's a list of 73 questions. And so that gives them 10 days to respond. And since the list of 73 questions places them in jeopardy, that's the only thing that I really think is going to happen. I even though Aaron Russo's film From Freedom to Fascism is probably gets people mad as H, you know, and stomping their feet in the movie theater, I don't think it goes any farther than that. And that's where our problem lies, in actually giving the people something in their hands that they can go to the courthouse and say, Judge, I have a list of questions here. Please help me out. I'd like the response in like 10 days if you could. And that way, the people have to actually go. Like, remember I told you in my recounting of what happened to me, I've been to the sheriff numerous times. He knows me, and here's the other thing. You know, you can't be a slacker in the community, and I don't know how to say anything more than that and other than start sounding braggadocious, but you better be more than just a beer and Twinkie guy, you know, thinking of only yourself. You have to think of others first, and that has to show in your community. And so, you know, you have to be a community leader, I guess is a good way to say it.
Right. I mean, I think that's what we've got a lot of people, is that they're altruistic, they're involved in these battles for reasons way beyond just themselves. I mean, that's like one of the things that happened about 2 weeks ago, Terry Hall, Homeschool Mother 6, after a meeting that we came out of there at the Capitol. We were at this place nearby called Schultz's Beer Garden, and her 6 kids were there at that venue, and those 5 kids that were old enough to run around and play, they were just having a great time. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, that's why I do what I do, is just, you know, for other people's kids and other people's families. So that's a big part of it.
Oh, okay, yes. Well, for posterity is the... Yes, we always want to leave something behind more than a gravestone that says some pious words.
Exactly.
Well, yes, that is a wishful thought, a hopeful thought for everybody. And you try to do your best, but the Creator is somehow in control of everything somehow, even down to Job in the Bible, you know. Anyways, so back to the 73 questions.
Okay.
Gives you 2 pieces of paper, front and back, that can be read in 5 minutes. And when the people that receive these, the attorneys and the judges and the so on and so forth, when they get to the end of these lists, they're going to realize that the gig is up and that the person that handed them the questions knows just as much as they do, or if not more, about what's actually happening in our courtrooms.
Right. And so would you restrict this to just delivering to judges and attorneys, or should we go beyond that and hit elected officials with it as well?
Well, that's a question that I don't think there should be any type of differential between who you give them to.
Right.
You should give them to everybody you meet.
They all need it.
Yep. Yeah, every single person right. needs it because every single person needs to get to the end of list of the questions and go, oh, my. And so with that in hand, you can go and you can actually become active and say, and it's no longer, we're going to play your game here for a while. This list of 73 questions puts you, it's either checkmate or it's either checkmate for them or it's checkmate for us. Would you not agree?
Right, right. This lets them know where we really stand.
That's right, and that we know now. And so that's why I figure the list of 73 questions is so important.
Well, up in your part of the country there, I guess it's in Valparaiso, Indiana. Is that where you're located?
Yes.
In that area? What results have you had with this endeavor with the 73 questions? What's gone on with your interactions with some of these public officials?
Well, how about, okay, this is the story I like to tell the most, okay? About a few years back when I gave the sheriff, I was in to see him, and I gave him a list of 73 questions, and I think I gave him a tape of the comprehensive annual financial report and a couple other things I had, a letter and a couple things, just to say hi, And about 3 weeks after... 3 weeks afterwards, my wife got a speeding ticket on a road that you would like to speed on. So anyways, 3 days after she got the speeding ticket, we get a letter in the mail from the county prosecutor saying that it was an invalid citation.
Well, that's good.
Well, yes, and so the only thing I can determine is that they really do not want to see me show up in their courtrooms and cause a disturbance.
Right, right. They don't want somebody that can see in the courtroom.
Right, and so, and since I never, well, I shouldn't use that word, never. Since I hardly ever speed, and I'm famous for that because one of the questions, I never did join, but one of the questions they asked me when I was going to join was the reserves was, when was the last time you got a speeding ticket? And I asked them, come on, what's the relevancy of this question? And they said, shows your willingness to commit crimes against society. And so I said, okay. I said to myself after hearing that, I said, okay, I'm not going to speed anymore. I'm pretty much that does it for me,
Right.
And so anyways, that's I'm famous around here for causing a train behind me. So
so everybody knows it's Kevin leading the line. Huh?
Yeah, maybe. And, if looks could kill, I'd probably be dead. So anyways...
I know I've been through Valparaiso quite a few times. Is that on US 20 or 6?
It's right on Route 6. It's called Ridge Road. The name of the radio station is named after the road that runs across in front of my property. And it's called the Grand Army of the Republic Highway Broadcasting Company.
Okay. Well, I know that US 6, that handles a lot of the turnpike bypass traffic on it.
Yes. Yes. It does.
Which that's I know that I took US 6 several times, and that's why I recognize Valparaiso from, and US 20.
But I have a unique thing. I have something unique here. If I wish to pretend that I'm in a foreign country, all I have to do is get on the Interstate 90 and travel, and I'll be in Spain territory.
There you go. Spanish territory. You could set up a little one of the big rest areas there with their big
A matador with a matador, motif.
There you go. Exactly. Right there, one of their big concessions.
Yeah. You're giving me ideas here, see?
All right.
That's only half a mile away or a mile, you know.
So there's some options. We got the Indian reservations, and then we got the Spanish territories of the
Indiana
Toll
Road. That's right. We can go Spanish if we want to.
There we go. Yeah. Well, that's what Texas is famous for, actually, is for the Six Flags of Texas. So hopefully we'll be able to hold it to that, but you never know. We may end up having some more flags, I guess, here in Texas. Hopefully not, but anyway, what are some of the 73 questions that you'd like to highlight and point out right now? So I've got that list right here in front of me. Are there certain ones that you'd like to highlight and point out, or you just want to give the email address where people can actually get the list?
I would just rather give the email address and go, because people need to see them all together.
Okay.
It's kind of like taking somebody down the yellow brick road.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so you have to start them out, and you have to guide people and proceed. It's a training exercise.
So you got to get the whole story.
Right, you got to get the whole story.
Okay. And go ahead and let's throw that email address out there so people can email you.
It's janne174@cs.com. And again, that's Jeannie, Janne 174@cs.com. Okay. And just ask for the 73 questions.
There you go, folks. If you'd like to get that 73 questions to help educate a lot of your judges, attorneys, public officials, and everyone in general about their status of what's going on here in the country and different various states of Indiana or whatever state you're located in, Texas, etc., be sure and email Kevin. And that email address is, once again, janne174@cs.com. And, Kevin, hopefully most audience that I have right now, by now they know that they've always got to have their pencil and paper handy, which, by the way, as I was listening to that audio tape that you sent me of William Cooper, that's one of the things he said is always have pencil and paper handy.
Right, exactly.
So that's the way it is on this program.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So and as for the tape, you know, I was going to I've been playing with that tape through the years, and I've had it since 1992, so it's 15 years old, the original, and I've got other ones, but I noticed I can I played with it a little better, and I got a much better sound out of a tape. I'll send you another tape that has a better sound.
Okay.
That's actually broadcast quality.
Oh, okay, great.
And then because it needs, you know, I kind of look at the RBN as when it goes on to RBN, it's like into the National Register of the Patriot Movement.
That's right. It's kind of like being read into the records.
Right, read into the records.
Exactly. There you go.
So,
that's right.
And so we need to do that. And there's so much on this tape that's right there and gives you numbers and placements and positions and years that it's good. It just boggles your mind at the beginning. So that tape is important. So hopefully we'll work together on that.
Sure.
Love to
on that. We'll do that. I'll tell you what. We've got less than about 10 minutes of air time on this program, so let's talk a little bit more about low-power FM and the difference it's made in your area and your region and the community there.
Okay, well, we'll start at the lakeshore and work our way north, or work our way south, okay?
Okay.
So at the lakeshore, we have the National Park, and so we have National Park Rangers, and I happen to be friends with one of them, and he says that they all listen to the radio station, but when they get out of the trucks, they always make sure they tune it to something else so that the next person who gets in won't think about the fact that the person who got out was listening to this radio station.
See, I'm the other way around. I like to leave the radio stations in all my rental cars.
Yeah, well,
you know, if I ever rent a car, I always leave it on a station that they can try to hear something on.
Yes, well, it's just the opposite there. So that makes me laugh, and so the National guys, they all listen. They like the Derry Brownfield show the best.
Right. Yeah, Derry's a good guy.
Yeah, and because he deals with land issues that they're always involved with and stuff, you know. And it's like they wanted to hear the truth, too, you know.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you've got a lot of agriculture up there in northern Indiana. It's known as the Corn Belt up there.
Right.
And I tell you what, if these guys aren't concerned, I don't know at what point they're going to get concerned.
Right. You remember, we are right now breathing an amplified level of depleted uranium dust right now because of these shenanigans that are being pulled. You know, I don't know how much it really is, but it's set off detectors in England, I was told. So
Right.
You know, you have to think about that. You can't see it, but it's happening. So wake up and smell.
Oh, I know. I mean, we're just attacked physically, mentally, psychologically, you name it. We're attacked every way possible. But
okay, so now we'll travel a little further south, and we'll come to the town of Chesterton and all the little towns that are along the lakeshore. And we get letters to the editors, right, and on the local papers that bring forth all the facts and everything that RBN brings forth. And so we have an effect in that area.
That's great. And you know, now you mentioned it, I talked about earlier in the program about the effect of letters to the editor. They really are.
Right.
They really can't have an effect. I mean, that's probably one of the second or third places that people turn to in the paper, in my opinion.
And then we have a little farther south, we have Route 6 and the glacial moraine, which is the big hill around here, you know. The glacier, I'm up on the top of that. So that's why my tower is so good, because it's up on top of this huge pile of dirt. And so, and then we'll go to like two twins that are 92 years old, and they are homebound, but they have RBN on 24 hours a day. They were both members of the John Birch Society. One of them is a retired Major Nielsen. She was an Army nurse during World War II. Because remember, she's 92, and so,
right.
And then her twin sister is lives kind of close to me, up just a little farther up the hill here. And
all right, Kevin,
yeah,
we're gonna have to pick up this story right after this last break. We're gonna have our last segment coming up after this. Listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and once again, I'd like to let folks know that I have been advised that I should curtail my activities of working to restore the Republic, which, in fact, I intend to just do the absolute opposite, and that's I want to expand the efforts to go into a more full-time effort if possible. If there are any financial angels willing to help this program and the activist issues that we take up, if you could, call 512-828-7240. That's 512-828-7240. We've got a lot of irons in the fire that we need to move forward with if we're going to try to take back and restore the Republic. All right, Kevin, I know we're going to be out of time here shortly. This has been a very quick hour. I want to ask you about the activity there in the area that you cover. Have you noticed any kind of political shift in what's going on up there?
Well, there's a new road proposed that would be a kind of a Illinois-Indiana thing. And people are actually starting to put up signs and become active because they saw that where they just sold the Interstate 90 right in the middle of our territory here. And so they, as for politically, though, that's the sad part. You see, it's like this all the way across the whole movement. It's, there's really nothing that put right in your hand and walk up to the judges and give them. You see, that's what needs to be done. See, up until 9, now it's just words. And the 73 questions, you put something in your hand, and you're not hostile because you're saying, look, I got a list of 73 questions here, and I need to have them answered because they're really making me wonder about what's actually going on. And the other thing is we have another new show host. His name is Ralph, who has the answers to all those questions and a much more – it would be nice to hear the answers come from him because since I'm the originator of the questions, it would be like I could pull anything over your eyes. But if you have somebody else – so we have that new host that really is – his name is Ralph. He's really hot on the – he could probably within about an hour type up the answers to all the pertinent questions, and then we would have the questions and then we'd have the answers.
And what's the schedule for his show?
Well, I heard it last week. He was, I'm not sure the schedule, but his first name is Ralph, and he's the only one with that word name in the first one line position, so shouldn't be hard to find.
Okay. I'll look that up on the website.
Yeah.
On republicbroadcasting.org.
That's where we would get a list of the answers, and then we could put them together, and then we could really do something.
Okay.
Because then we can go meet the person eyeball to eyeball and just say, hey, you know, you give them the list of questions and say, I need to know in 10 days or something. Please help me out here, you know.
Well, I'll point out that one ideal time to present these questions to some of these officials is prior to election time. That's when you have access. That's when you have some good access to these characters that are looking to lead us into oblivion. That you have a chance that, hey, you can say, man, I'm interested in your campaign. I'm interested in your efforts. But you know what? Man, before I really sign on and get on board and put out signs everywhere in the yard signs for you and hand out flyers and donate, et cetera, then, you know, hey, I'd like to get the answer. I'd like to get your view on these questions.
Then you'd have to have an addendum stating the 10 days, please and thank you.
There you go.
Because you wouldn't want to say that right then and there while you're doing that.
Okay.
Where it'd be a different story if you went in specifically to see a Mr. Attorney and dear attorney, okay. Sir, would you please, you know, respond to this in like 10 days? I need to know right away, please and thank you.
So bottom line, be creative and just get the word out and continue spreading the message. Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, was that a quick hour or what?
It really was, and it was a pleasure. You were, if it was like looking in the mirror, hearing you speak at the beginning of the movie, it was like looking into the megaphone and hearing myself come out.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate what you're doing up there broadcasting, and we need to get more folks on board with Low Power FM. We'll have more guests concerning this, and you've got Kevin's email so you can learn more about this. We need to get Low Power FM all over the country to get the word out there. We know the mainstream activist globalist press is not going to do their job. So, Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll have you up on the show again here pretty soon. And in the meantime, God bless everybody. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Hopefully we'll be on next week. Bye-bye.
You got hit.